And welcome back inside the cave this morning. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts on a Monday morning. Beautiful weather out there this morning.
Really nice day, it looks like, yeah. Yes. The clouds have moved off. I saw them off to the east as I was driving east.
You're watching them.
Traveling east.
Traveling this morning? Yeah,
I was traveling.
3-minute drive.
Well, I had to make a stop to get my supplies for the show.
That's true. That's true. Well, it's some baseball talk this morning.
Yes.
But vintage baseball
vintage
talk.
Vintage baseball.
As it's this weekend coming up is the Adrians Bicentennial.
Mm-hmm.
That means 200 years, John.
I'm aware of that. I've lived through a couple of those.
Have you?
Well, yeah.
Start to finish?
Not start to finish, no.
Okay.
No.
But one of the events this weekend, Saturday at noon down at Island Park, is going to be the Walker Tavern Wheels Vintage Baseball Club. They're going to be playing some of the Detroit Early Risers on Saturday at noon. And with us this morning is the field captain for the Walker Tavern Wheels, Steve Chase. Morning, Steve.
Morning, guys.
So this is you guys haven't played in Adrian, have you, before?
No, not since I've been around. We've never played in Adrian.
So you are how many year veteran now?
This is my 10th year.
Is it really?
Yep,
wow.
I joined in 2015.
So this is no gloves.
No gloves, wooden bats.
Some different rules. This is, you're playing by the 1867 rules.
Correct. Yes, 1867. Some of the notable rules would just be that, unfortunately, you can't run through first base. You have to stick the base.
An interesting one there.
Yeah.
It's very hard on the legs. And you can catch the ball on a bound or a bounce in a foul territory for an out, which is a little bit different.
Interesting.
And if we go back and play in 65 or 64 rules, you can actually do that in the field too. But we typically play on the fly, which is like modern baseball. You have to catch it in the air.
So these are like the Abner Doubleday, Alexander Cartwright, original rules almost.
Pretty much. Yeah. Huh.
It's interesting to be able to catch it on a bounce. Now, I was watching some of the Savannah Bananas over the weekend. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
I have.
If they catch a foul ball, if a fans catch a foul ball, it's an actual out.
Ah,
it's an interesting.
It's pretty wild.
An interesting rule there. So, other than you have to stop at first, any other different base running rules? Now you were talking a second ago about open stealing. Is that something?
So
too,
there's some leagues or areas that we go to, like Gettysburg, for example. We travel there from time to time where. And this would have been historically accurate, just open stealing.
Sure.
So as soon as the pitcher, just like modern baseball, starts their pitch, you can go. Now, for the fans and for the ease of the game, we go by the village, the Greenfield Village in Dearborn's rules, which is once the pitcher starts the pitch, you freeze. And that just makes it so everybody's not getting a single and immediately two pitches later being on
third base, right?
They're 90 feet bases, but you're pitching it underhand and still pretty hard,
right?
But it is very easy to get from one base to the other,
right?
It'd be like the equivalent of little league kids running around the bases every time there's an overthrow,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're always
who
on
wants
third.
To watch that.
Now, is there any leading off then? Or
yes,
you,
absolutely.
So you can lead
unlimited
off.
Lead off, but you can get picked off.
Sure,
right.
So yeah.
And the bat is similar to a wooden bat?
Similar to a wooden bat. The difference is, I believe MLB is 2 5/8 inch. Vintage is 2 1/2 inch. So it's just a little bit skinnier. And they're usually tapered more of a standard taper instead of your
the thinner handle,
right,
like a major league bat.
Right.
And no gloves. That's
no gloves. Yeah, that's the biggest difference you'll see. There's no. We're not wearing gloves. We're catching these all in our bare hands, fielding with our bare hands.
That's got to hurt at times.
You get used to it, but the first couple games of the season, you got to.
Yeah. Now, you did say, and you did bring one in, the ball is a little bit softer than
a little bit softer. It's a lemon peel cover, which is just one complete coat instead of two pieces of leather. It's one piece of leather with an X stitching on it. It's wound with yarn, hand wound with yarn, so it is a little bit softer. And because it's not machine wound or with string, that it does loosen up as the game progresses a little bit. It's still pretty hard to get line drives with and things like that,
sure.
but it does loosen up a little bit.
Yes, can I play? You ever played the softball, Chicago softball with no mitts and the bigger ball? That's you know, I've played that.
Oh yes, similar, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
As far as like the ball softening up and
throughout
time. And that,
well, it would almost have to be with no gloves.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I suppose that would. That predated maybe tighter wound baseballs, tighter stitched baseballs that required, you know, guys are going to break their hands trying to catch this thing on a line drive. I mean, you know,
correct.
Two hop ground ball right to you. It's still probably.
It's a lot of jammed fingers.
Yeah.
Broken blood vessels. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
So. And the other interesting thing is, too, I mean, basically, it's a field wherever you can put a field. I mean, so there's no. Dimensions other than the base pass are the same, but
right in you know in this time post Civil War there wasn't these fields, there wasn't manicured fields and stuff like that, so the guys would just find a field anywhere they could, set up some bases and start playing the game. So for our example, our home field at the Walker Tavern in Brooklyn, we have a big large tree dead center field that is in play. We've got a field or a tree on right field that's in play.
Right.
We've got weeds in play. There's no fence, so there's no technical home run. You just have to run really fast and get around the bases.
Sure.
That's your home run. But yeah, anything's in play. Bushes, poles.
Huh.
You know, anything that happens
rail,
to be there.
You know,
right.
Back in the day,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah. And that had to make it interesting because truly every place you would play back in those days was different.
100%.
I mean, the layout of the ground 100%. Could be different no matter what. Even within the same town, you might play
exactly.
two or three different spots.
Yes.
Wow.
That's... And even with our field, it's even slightly uphill. So you're running fairly level to first base.
Yeah.
You run uphill to second. You run downhill to third and then kind of a little downhill to home too. So it makes it interesting,
sure.
especially if you're not familiar with the field and you have some visitors coming in. They always comment on running uphill to second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes it harder to steal second,
exactly.
I would imagine, or stretch
exactly.
that single into a
right.
double. Now, you know, speaking of like things like singles and doubles, is the terminology the same?
Yes. Fairly, okay. yeah. We call the hitters the strikers.
Okay.
Pitchers are still pitchers. Some people will call them hurlers, but historically they were still pitching because pitching is throwing underhand.
Ah.
But yeah, you've captain as opposed to your managers.
Okay.
But strikers, fielders, still,
okay.
yeah, pretty much the same thing.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. And you just played... What did you say, six games over
yeah,
the weekend?
Yeah, we played six games in Portage over by Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a festival setting. So,
sure.
Some of the games were shorter, five, six, seven innings versus your standard nine. But still, playing six is it's fun and it's tiring.
So are you playing nine this weekend?
Yes, we were playing a full nine-inning game this weekend. And it's still, you know, we don't have commercial breaks, so it
right.
still goes a little quicker than your standard MLB
sure.
game. But
yeah, it's in and out, basically.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Now the game starts at noon.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Noon at Island Park. Free to the public.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
and have you guys practiced down there yet at all?
Yeah, we've been down there a couple times at the beginning of the season, just kind of get a lay of the land and the field. There's some of those factors. There's a little bit of a hill that's up there, and obviously right field. It should be. I think is if we set it up correctly, we'll have some. Trees off
yes.
in the back out
right.
there,
yeah.
but you've got to hit it pretty far to get
yeah.
it out there, so it shouldn't be much of a problem.
But left field, yeah, there's that little like,
yeah, there's
little
it's
rock.
Right
yeah.
about where I think shortstop
yeah.
is,
yeah.
Where's
yeah.
where's I'm going to be playing, right on that hill.
Ah.
So it'll be fun. We'll have some fun out
and,
there.
And, you know, because I go back to that particular space, that's where my kids played
T-ball
yeah.
when mm-hmm.
they were little.
Yeah, my son played T-ball
yeah,
there, too.
Yeah. yeah, and so it hasn't been used for that for a few years now. And so it'll be interesting to see baseball being played
mm-hmm.
back at that spot, right at the bottom of the hill as you drive
yep.
into
yep.
Island
yep.
Park
right
on
to the right
hand
right.
side
right.
there, where the old T-ball fields used to be.
So how many typical like weekend series did you guys play on a summer?
It depends. We've got a fairly moderate weekend schedule this year. I'm not 100% sure what we're doing, but like, for example, we're on a stretch right now where we were going to do four in a row, this weekend, next weekend, we're going to Akron, the following weekend, we had another one lined up in Lansing that unfortunately we're going to have to drop out just because the competition is not... they only have two flyball teams. The rest are going to be bound.
Okay.
And it's Canton, who we also play this weekend, and we play them a lot. So we just decided, like, let's just take the weekend off and just have some fun. But, yeah, typically we're, you know, 8-9 weekends out of the year. We're out of the summer, we're going out there and playing, and usually playing several games per weekend.
And you mentioned Gettysburg. That's one that you guys have gone to that's kind
of
neat.
Yeah, several times. Yep. That's a lot of fun. There's... I'm not even sure. I want to say between 20 and 30 teams that go out there, all the way from the East Coast, New York area, Pennsylvania, obviously, all the way out to Illinois, Indiana, tons of teams out of Michigan and Ohio.
And I was just going to say, because of the history of this type of baseball, is it more of a east of the Mississippi kind of thing? Are there teams in California?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. There's a lot of teams out west. There's a couple teams that go out to Colorado and have played out there. In fact, I believe just recently, maybe this year's their first year, there's a team out in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
So I've been trying to get the guys to go out there. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to make the trip, though.
Probably have to take the wives.
It would be wild.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Well, and the other thing you mentioned was the Greenfield Village rules. And that's one where they actually have a World Series, World Championship.
Yes, the World Tournament.
Yeah.
And that's actually a recreation of the World Tournament, which was in 1867, done in Detroit. Some of those games have lasted a little longer because, like I said, there's no time limit.
Right.
And you just go until you're done. But yeah, there's 12 teams that come out to Greenfield Village every year. It's in late August. If you're ever in the area, that's the place to go. That's some very competitive baseball. 12 of the best teams in the country, Midwest, come out there and play. It's a great weekend.
And they have, what, two teams
that
play on weekends?
They play every weekend.
Yeah.
One of those, the La-Di-Das.
La-Di-Das is their, is their normal squad, and then there's also the Nationals that play out there as well. And typically those two, or at least one of those teams, is involved in the weekend for the World Tournament.
Yeah. We have Steve Chase of the Walker Tavern Wheelers.
Wheels.
There we go.
Now, the other
thing
is they all got nicknames as well.
Yes, we do all have nicknames, and that is historically accurate. You can tell by a lot of the newspaper clippings of the
day.
We all go by just different nicknames, so we're usually screaming some very unusual names out.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, so I'm going to be broadcasting that.
You are. Will you have all the nicknames?
Hopefully I will have some, because the other thing is that they don't have numbers.
No, we do not have numbers.
So it's going to be very interesting for me when somebody comes up to bat. I know when somebody...
You might have to have a spotter.
Now,
are there a lot of position changes during the game?
Not typically.
So that will help you.
Yeah.
We play like an open lineup. So as long as that person is in the lineup, you can bat as many as you need. We could bat 15 if need be.
Oh.
And then we would just sit those six and you can cycle them in.
Sure.
So it's not like once you take the pitcher out, they can't come back in the game type of thing. So sometimes we'll have a couple positions that are cycling every other inning if we have a bunch of guys.
Sure.
You know, I just want to make sure everybody gets to play.
Sure.
Typically we're going to stay in the same position, but there might be some alterations.
Right, because like you said, I mean, you played in Port, so there's some travel involved here. So
absolutely.
If guys are going to jump in their car, you know, they want to play.
Exactly. We've drove 2-3 hours. I'm going to make sure you get some playing time.
Right, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And Steve, besides being my nephew, but he also went to LCS, played ball there.
Yep.
And then there's a few other, like John Morrison, is he going to be there this weekend?
I'd have to check the roster.
Okay.
He might be.
But John's another LCS grad.
There are some local people.
And then you've got, Jake Raymond from Adrian High.
Yep.
Is your catcher still?
Oh, yeah. Andrew Simpson. Yep.
Andrew Simpson.
Yep.
Okay.
He plays with us.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Heck of a ball player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tecumseh.
He's great. He's our catcher. He pitched a little bit this weekend, too. So
we'll have some local players that are part of the team, and people will recognize names and faces. Faces might look a little different from when they were in high school playing, but it'll come back to you pretty quick.
So your nickname again?
I'm Bones.
Bones,
yep.
Which I thought.
Okay.
It's a Bowman family nickname.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I've been heard yelling or getting yelled Bones quite a bit in the Little League diamond.
Yeah. With my dad.
Yes,
well.
My grandfather, he loved to yell that.
I always look at you and I say, believe it or not, that was your nickname.
Bones.
Bones, yeah. Who would know?
Who would know? It's just a Bowman family nickname. But I know because there's a lot of. So what are some other unique names?
Iron Ore is one. We've got John B's called Sloop.
Right.
My brother who played this weekend, we called him Barbecue because he came from Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue. There you go.
The previous captain, our general manager, is called Crazy Legs,
which was actually my
nickname in elementary school. And, of course, the legendary Crazy Legs Terwilliger, I can't obviously take that. So that was off the we try to be creative, but still respect your, you know. You can come in with your own name. And usually that'll stick, but sometimes you get vetoed and we come up with something better.
Or something happens.
Exactly.
In a game
Exactly.
Hey, you know, Noodle Arm or whatever.
one of our best friends, he's been Gator. Everybody, but basically his parents and his wife are the only ones that really don't call him Gator.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that just came up.
To the point where you've forgotten his real name.
No, his name's Dan. But I mean, but it was some stupid thing when we were in Little League when Gatorade gum came out.
Oh,
he made all these stupid jokes about Gator and Gatorade. And he just became Gator.
Yeah,
you know, but I mean, so just life happens and you kind of
earn
a nickname. Yeah.
Keep throwing nicknames at the wall, see what sticks.
Something's going to stick.
There you go. Well, hey. Noon Saturday. Island Park in Adrian.
Yep.
Free of charge to the public.
And actually, there's some hot dogs or something too. I think.
Yeah, I believe they're gonna. They're gonna have some stuff. We're gonna have some merch out there, some shirts and stuff. So come on out and check us out. Get a wheel shirt.
Yeah, and it's gonna be on 96.5 The Cave.
This is not one that's gonna be out there. Yeah, we're just gonna have our logo on it.
But it's cool. I mean, you got the Irish Hills, a clover. So
yeah, it's a four-leaf clover.
Yeah, because we're based in Brooklyn, so honoring the Irish Hills.
Sure, makes sense. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
Getting up this morning. And,
absolutely. On behalf of the Walker Tavern Wheels, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know, you know, in talking with my wife, I'm like, that is the one thing that I don't want to miss this weekend.
I appreciate that.
All the bicentennial stuff, because I've never seen it. And, you know, being a sports guy, I'd like to see it.
It's so fun. And I tell you, going to
Greenfield Village
during the tournament is awesome.
It's an atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you as a player don't want to end up on the backfield because that's usually the consolations at some point.
Wow. Well, they've gotten rid of that field, thank God.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's only the two fields.
But that was
kind
of fun to go walk through the trail back there.
It was. Yeah. But it was an awful field. It was not great.
But the other two, though, I mean, you can sit up on the hill. You can watch the games. It's really, I mean, it's a really cool experience.
Bring a lawn chair, I would imagine.
And this weekend, bring a lawn chair
or a blanket.
Yep,
right.
Absolutely.
You could sit on the ground on a blanket.
Yep.
You know. But, well, again, Steve, thanks for being in with us this morning and really looking forward to the event on Saturday at Island Park.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.